Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Yeah. Welcome in. Happy Saturday, everybody. Drop your energy bill. Here we go, talking about energy. Welcome in, Lauren.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing today? Thanks for people for joining us. We're here today. If you want to sign up at the 0.70 Club at dropyourenergybill.com and start getting the information you need to spend less money and get more comfort. Also, if you want to contact us, any information, or stop in and take a look at the board and see all the different information up there to help you. Contact us at info@dropyourenergybill.com. And it's good to talk to you guys today.
It's going to be fun. We got an exciting show. Interesting things going on with energy, as always. Let me tell you, nothing happens without energy except your personal energy. And, of course, that's affected by the way you feel, your health and wellness. But today we're going to focus in on energy in general. Now, over at the site, we've got a great new post, Green and Astronomical Cost. So we're going to have you go over there and check that out. Some interesting things going on with that. Now, the thing about energy and technology as it's being sold to us. You see, everybody thinks solar is new technology. Well, it's not. It's been around for, well, since the beginning of the planet. But the first solar panel in this era, I guess you could call it, was built in 1883. Not 1983, Lauren, 1883. And this solar panel used gold instead of silver. The ones today use silver. But why is it so expensive to create electricity in these new techie, unique ways? Because of all the mining? No, we don't think about that. Because of the copper, the silver, the aluminum, the silica, the silicone, all the things that go into solar panels. And I just would love somebody to say, well, how does this really pencil out? How does it pencil out? Does it make sense? And so the only way it makes sense is if you get back to common sense, which says, how much demand do I have? What problem do I have that this, quote, technology solves? And do I need it solved? Again, if you've got a $500 a month electric bill, total energy bill, maybe you got a little gas thrown in there, well, why do you have a $500? Well, we don't think about that. Let's just put something cool and neat and new. Hey, let's stick something in the driveway and plug it in and charge it too. What do you think, Lauren?
Well, I'm looking at the way it's going, and I'm telling people you're going to have to get involved. Or don't. I mean, if you're independently wealthy, I suppose you'll be able to afford energy when they finish with this. But, I'll tell you, I started... Just one little thing that you could do for yourself. I started with the gaskets. So these are different things you could pick up at dropyourenergybill.com and different ideas, things that you can do to improve your situation. But I started installing the gaskets that block the airflow where you plug your plugs in. There's a hole there that they cut out. If you're not a builder, you wouldn't probably have looked at it. But if you built something, you realize there's an open area there. So you put in the gasket, you cut down the flow of air, you drop the demand on your energy. You can handle this two ways. You can either cut the cost, so keep using the same amount, but it costs you less, or you can use less. Now, to use less and not have the service you need, that's not what we're looking for. We're looking to use less and still get all the benefit, all the comfort that you had before. So, this is something that we have to think about, that we have to map out, that we have to plan for, that we have to, and you can take small bites, but you'd best start taking the bites, because as they start increasing, you know, the number of electric cars and electric, it's electric, everything is where they're driving this. And it's, you know, green energy expensive. I mean, if you look what happened to Germany, oh my goodness gracious, look what's going on there. They tried, you know, going green, all green, and they ran the prices up so high, you know, you just can't afford to even if you could generate it, you can't afford to pay for it. So,
yeah, speaking of Germany, we got a great post over at the website, Drop Your Energy Bill. You can go check out the new green debacle in Germany. People don't realize in this country, the average KW rate across the board, it might vary a bit, but it's somewhere around 10 cents per kilowatt, which is 1,000 watts. So just take a 100-watt light bulb times 10, that's 1 KW. That costs you about 10 cents per hour to use. So if you plug in your 1,500-watt hair dryer and let it run for an hour, you're going to use 1.5 kW, and that's going to cost you 15 cents, okay? In Germany, the rate for electricity, because it's so cool, is somewhere between 40 and 50 cents, as I understand it. It might vary a bit from region to region over there, but the funny thing is, in most places around the world, electric costs are somewhere 30 to 60 cents per KW. So what you're talking about is 100% right. People cannot afford it. So what they do is either do without, or they use less, or like you said, they've got plenty of money, so they just buy it. They don't care. So in America, I think those three categories apply. Either you use less, you have plenty of money, or you're in that other group, huh?
There you go. That's how it works. This is America.
America.
That's right. It's still America. My fault, my fix, my power. That's mm-hmm. what's going on here. I'm going to take control of my situation. I'm going to reduce that cost. I'm going to spend money one time and save money month after month, and I'm going to use the money that I saved to build what I want in my life. And that's what I mean. We have to get serious about this now. They're bringing things to our country now that it's going to be difficult. It doesn't matter what your party is. It doesn't matter what your color is. You know, it matters, do I have the money to pay or don't I? And if I don't have the money to pay, if I have limited resources and I'm looking at electric costs, this generation costs are going to go up. They're going to keep going up.
Mm-hmm.
Can you keep up with it as inflation kind of kicks in? Can you keep up with the cost? So do what you can to drop your energy bill. You know, stop over at dropyourenergybill.com. Take a look what you can do for yourself.
We'll be right back after these important words, Lauren and I. Stick around.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Energy Source Windows and Doors makes getting the best windows and doors easy and pain-free. Custom-made to match any pre-existing home and new construction. Call 877-224-1447 or visit energysourcehome.com.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Remember walking down the beach, around the waterfalls, that fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all without filters. FrescoHealth.com.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
A window isn't just a window. It's the way you see the outside world from the comfort of your home without letting the outside in. EnergySourceHome.com or 877-224-1447.
Business opportunities are exploding in the field of renewable, sustainable green energy. People are needed in industries like new home construction, green building and remodeling, and land development using solar and net zero. Learn how to get started. Call Rodney at 877-224-1447.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today. Energy Source Windows and Doors makes getting the best windows and doors easy and pain-free. Custom-made to match any pre-existing home and new construction. Call 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit FrescoHealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's FrescoHealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Energy Source Windows and Doors brings your home clarity with comfort like you've never known and quietness you've never had at a price you can't afford. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Remember walking down the beach? That fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Click FrescoHealth.com. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all, guaranteed. Check it out, FrescoHealth.com.
Steve, how long we got, buddy?
North and south, right. They're both the best, but I only love to go there as it gets, because I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore, love the rocks, and what is more with you, they would never be a bore, because I love being here with you. Singing in the shower, laughing by the hour, life is such a breezy game. Any kind of weather, as long as we're together. I love to hear you say my name, I love good wine and fine green. Can't decide, I love the sea, baby, if you know just what I mean.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back in. And I do love being here with you, Lauren, my guest host with me today. As always, we're talking energy efficiency, is you want to say the efficient use of energy. And oh, all this new technology, as it's called. Now, see, the definition of technology is knowledge. That's what it is, as according to the dictionary, is knowledge. So that's technology, but everything we've been told is just great new technology. It's new technology. So we like to dig back into the past, something called history, because in the past we can find all kinds of amazing things. And so Lauren went back and did some research for us on the Romans and the Greeks and found, well, when we talk about technology, even something as simple that couldn't be improved on, well, like the wheel. What about the wheel? This is older than the Greeks. This is going back 8,000 years or more, the wheel. How have we improved the wheel, really? I mean, have we really improved the wheel? So what new problems are created as a result of solving a problem that maybe doesn't even need to be solved to begin with. What do you think, Lauren?
Well, I mean, there's things that need to be solved, but we need to try to solve them in an efficient way to actually get to the goal. You know, when I was in school, I was a marketing major, and that was right when the planned obsolescence was coming in. You know, they were making products that just, they weren't really made to last. That was the new plan. The old plan, you had pride in your workmanship. Now, mm-hmm. if you go back to the Romans, those people had pride in workmanship. I mean, mm-hmm. if they put up a bridge, you could still look at it today.
Yes.
They used waterproof cement. They mm-hmm. put pozzolana, which is like a volcanic ash, in, mm-hmm. Into the cement. And so when it set, it would they would mix it with lime, and it would set underwater. Mm-hmm. Now, why aren't we using... This is stuff that'll last 2,000 years. I don't care that they did it 2,000 years ago. Why do we keep pushing forward, when there's something that works so beautifully, so cleanly, right there? Go back. Just go, and it's not really a back and forward motion. It's an up and down motion. Go mm-hmm. down to the root of it. Get mm-hmm. down to the cause. Mm-hmm. What is it that you're actually trying to get done? If I'm trying to reduce my energy bill, if I want to drop my energy bill, what do I want to do? Do I want to use things that don't use more energy than I need, like having too big of a heating and cooling system for the size house that I'm in so that the system doesn't run efficiently? Do I want to stop the waste of energy, like blocking the airflow with the gaskets, this kind of thing? The gist of it is the Romans, the Greeks, they had things. I mean, we just did. So I have a 13-year-old son, and we're doing this for school. Okay, I'm a homeschooling mom. And my thing is you show all of the building blocks, what's the world made of, how to read, how to do math, how to, you know, history, what things happened, how did things work? Well, amazing. So he picked war. So we checked out a steam cannon. And mm-hmm. this little sucker was handheld. So they had handheld ones. They had handheld flamethrowers. They had, the steam cannon, no, that one had this, it was like on the ground, but it had this board. They'd put mm-hmm. a little bit of water in, and it'd build up pressure until it broke the board and shot this projectile forward. Hmm. So what I'm saying is
you can
make things happen with just the simple things God gave us on the planet. Boiling water.
Mm.
I mean, simplicity. But my point is the Romans were about getting the job done right, pride in workmanship. That was the honor of being a Roman citizen. It's like how we used to be in America, the honor of being, if it said made in the USA, that mm-hmm. was quality. You knew
yes.
that product was going to last and last. Mm-hmm. And you knew that it was made the most efficient way, the best way. And mm-hmm. everybody around the world wanted to come here to buy our things for mm-hmm. that reason. And so what I'm saying is there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing changes.
That's what truly made America great was that pride of workmanship you're talking about. And the whole world wanted American-made products. We were the biggest exporter in the world. We became the largest industrial nation in the world as a result of that. And now we're a service society. Well, nothing wrong with service except the fact that if you don't manufacture anything, where are all your good jobs? So the opportunity exists now for people to go back, as you're saying, go back. Let's look at where the mistakes were. Functional obsolescence, planned obsolescence. When you take a product and you make it so it's not going to last, the idea behind that is, well, we can create more jobs because we have to make more stuff. Well, what about the disposal of it? What about the processes in which it's made? We used to make things out of steel and things that would last. Now we make a lot out of plastic. Well, who benefits or what problems does it cause to who? Always ask those questions. Always ask questions in general about anything. Where and why is my energy bill? Why do I consume so much? And do I need to spend $30,000 to generate some electricity while the sun's shining? Look, I'm not against solar. Been in it since 1981, let me tell you. But the issue is we've got all this false narrative out here that, well, this is going to do this and this is going to do that. When in reality, if you don't get back to the root, like you said, back to the root problem, why do I demand this energy that I need to create now in the first place. Right?
And it's not for not needing the energy. You can need the energy, but how much do you need? Are you using what you need to get the job done, or are you using a bunch more because you're not organized or you're not sealed up? You're not, you know, you haven't insulated. You've got leaks. You've got gaps. You've got,
Common sense things anybody can. You mentioned the steam engine. James Watt is credited with the steam engine. Now, when I said kilowatts or I said watts, like a 100-watt light bulb, that name was given to those, that unit of energy, because of James Watt, the guy that actually invented what we call the steam engine. Did he invent the steam engine? Yeah, he's credited for it. But was that technology around? Well, if the Romans were shooting steam cannons 2,000 years ago, maybe James just dug in the history books and said, well, look at this. If that would shoot a projectile, maybe I can put this in there and make it actually turn something over to create something called horsepower. So we were talking about a few weeks ago with Levi, our great guy up in Jasper, Indiana, super, super guy, one of the rising stars in this industry. We're talking about geothermal ground source heat pumps, right? And you and I were talking about this, where you have a ground temperature of 52 degrees. You're simply bringing that 52 degree temperature up. How much more energy do you need to add to 52 degrees to cool your house? I mean, folks run around at 52 degrees and they're cold, aren't they?
There you go. What? Not me. I'm actually kind of used to it. I'm
everybody
energy, so we're outfitting this farm to generate its own electricity and power. So
yep.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that we've got this 52 degree energy source right below our feet. Each and every one of us, each and every home, office, and building in the world has it. Now, it might vary. It could be 57 in Miami. It could be 52 in Ohio. It might be 50 in Massachusetts. But the point is, it's there and it's consistent. So why aren't we taking advantage of it? It's called digging a hole. Well, in ancient times, they did these things. In the Persian era, they actually had ice houses. They created ice simply by pulling this from the ground, this temperature, and then swirling it in such a way that it lowered the temperature even more. This is just stuff that existed, and people just forget about it because they get hung up in the narrative. They grab their electrified smartphone. By the way, try to use it without charging it. Hello? Well, what do you charge it with?
I
mean, hello? Oh, well, I got a new car, too. It's electric. What do you charge that with? Where does that come from? So what new problems are being created, Lauren, by trying to solve an existing problem with something called technology, when I think many times, and I'm not picking on anybody, okay, but I think many times people get caught up in the narrative, i.e. the marketing, i.e. the sales pitch from the company. It's like the computer. I've got a computer. I'm sitting right here in front of it now. Okay? It's a great tool, but it's nothing but a storage cabinet. Just put your files in a little smaller place. The guys that started marketing and selling and promoting them back in the day, they did a great job convincing people. But like with schools, okay? Again, not picking on schools. But are kids smarter today than they were before the late 90s when we, quote, wired the schools with great new technology? So we'll be right back after these words, and we'll jump into that a little bit. Technology, its energy use, its benefits, its pros, its cons, and hey, we'd love to hear from you. Info at dropyourenergybill.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com. A window isn't just a window. It's the way you see the outside world from the comfort of your home without letting the outside in. EnergySourceHome.com or 877-224-1447.
Energy Source Windows and Doors brings your home clarity with comfort like you've never known and quietness you've never had at a price you can't afford. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco air cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco air cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Energy Source Windows and Doors makes getting the best windows and doors easy and pain-free. Custom-made to match any pre-existing home and new construction. Call 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
A window isn't just a window. It's the way you see the outside world from the comfort of your home without letting the outside in. EnergySourceHome.com or 877-224-1447.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Energy Source Windows and Doors makes getting the best windows and doors easy and pain-free. Custom-made to match any pre-existing home and new construction. Call 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco air cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco air cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
And south, they're both the best, but I only love to go there as a guest, cause I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore, love the rocks, and what is more, with you, they would never be a bore, cause I love being here with you. Singing in the shower, laughing by the hour, life is such a breezy game. Any kind of weather, as long as we're together, I love to hear you say my name. I love good wine and fine cuisine, candlelight, I love the sea.
Alrighty, welcome back, welcome back. We're talking all kinds of things related to energy. Think about it. Everything in your life is connected to energy. And you're listening to us on the radio, more than likely. And the radio, you could be listening to us on our website around the world, coast to coast, border to border. We thank you for being with us wherever you're listening. On the site around the world at dropyourenergybill.com. You know, this new thing that they're proposing that's on the website, green and astronomical cost, is equivalent to about $2,000 per person because of this revenue they want to spend. Now, where do you think this money comes from when I say $2,000 per person in America? Who's going to pay that? Is that what you call a bill? Somebody's going to pay that. That would be all of us. And what benefits do we get from it? What new problems are created from it? What problems does it solve? When we have examples in history that Lawrence pointed out, we also have examples around the world. You know, down in Paraguay, they produce 100% not 80, not 90, not 99, 100% of all the electricity that they use and export to Chile, Uruguay, Brazil, I think even a bit down to Argentina, with hydro. With hydro. They do it with hydro. And we have hydro here. All the money that's been spent, you know, that we've spent, not we, obviously they, I don't spend it, they do. I do pay it, ultimately, like you do. But 180 billion with a B, 180 billion with a B on climate. Now, I'm not sure how you, I don't know where the cash register for climate is. I really am trying to figure this out. Lauren, do you know where that is? How you spend it on climate?
I don't know. Maybe it's with the shrimp on the treadmills. You know, you ever look down the list of what they're spending your money on?
No,
you know,
well.
On a treadmill?
A shrimp on a treadmill.
Shrimp on a treadmill. It is crazy out here. But
is that that's climate? What's so maybe we need to get Joe Olson back on with us to explain some of this stuff, and he can help us understand it a little bit better, bring some clarity.
I'll tell you what, when I ran for state school board, I was cleaning up and I found some old stuff. My little motto here, cut the waste, cut the power, get back to basics. It would be the same thing here, except for cut the waste, get more power, and stay with the basics. Mm-hmm. And that's, we're not staying with what works. It's just one more thing. It's like voting machines, electronic voting machines.
Which use electricity, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. What do you need that step between you and your vote for? Why would you not just want to have it on a piece of paper counted in public with Republicans, Democrats, everybody standing right there, and bam,
okay.
The number's
on the door. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah,
so,
what I'm saying is you were mentioning the schools before. We did. Yep. We put technology in the schools. You know what happened when we give kids calculators? When I was a kid in school, the only thing you could use a calculator for was, it was a TI-35. Remember those? Texas Instruments 35. Mm-hmm. You could use it for sine and cosine for your, you know, algebra, geometry for, you know, for math.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you couldn't use it for multiplication. You couldn't use it for the basics. We gave our kids calculators. How many people do you run into now? You know, you go to the store, you guys see the Taco Bell, and they've got their cash register there, but it's out because the electricity's out, or but they can't make change. They can't just take your money, open the register, and count you back change. Because they put that technology in there. It's like a shortcut, but it's also a crutch. So it's like riding you around in a wheelchair for your whole life, and then you wonder why your legs don't work.
It's a short circuit is what it is. You short circuit the ability of the greatest computer that you could ever expect to have, which is your brain. Your brain runs on electromagnetic energy. It creates pulses that come from the rest of the body and all around you. And we'll get into some of this down the road. But the thing about energy and the thing that people don't realize is how it's being used so inefficiently, and what problems are being caused that really don't need to be solved by new technologies that are costing incredible amounts of money that need not be spent. When you've got examples in history that you've cited through research, you've got examples that are currently ongoing around the planet that are being used that could be utilized. So why are people not doing that? And what you're saying is the people are going to have to start doing these things for themselves.
Yes.
And until and unless they do that, then they're going to just have to pay. Now, something that's going to come from all these trillions that they're talking about spending on these, quote, technologies, which you can decide for yourself what technology is if you really evaluate it. I want you to really stop and think for a minute, not just give me 5 seconds, actually give me about 30 seconds, okay, to think. Is a computer really technology, or is it just a file cabinet in a condensed little thing? Because that information, and that's all it is, by the way, information is something that has to be utilized and has to be analyzed and has to be processed for it to become knowledge. The computer has no knowledge. The knowledge can only come from the input that somebody gives it as a result of digesting information. Correct?
Right. Right. But on the backside, if you take that computer and you can just get that filing cabinet and get the information immediately, you can look smarter. You can look like you're smarter. You know, you could, there's an artificiality about it because it's not really your knowledge because you can't pull it up yourself. You just Google it or, which go ogle. You look at Google, go ogle. And that's what it is. You're looking at them, they're looking at you. But my point is the applied knowledge, this is where the power is. The actual wheel rolling down the in the garden cart, in the wheelbarrow, to move the dirt from the place you needed it to the place you want it.
Right.
It's the applied technology.
The application.
That's where the value is. And what we're doing is we're making technology for technology's sake. A refrigerator that talks to you, that spies on you, watches you, listens to you, tells you when your milk is out. You know, really? Do we really need that? I just want my milk to stay cold. I mean, I'd drop it down a well in a bucket. If you know what I mean? If that was convenient, and it's not. you know, the goal is keep my milk cold, not report out everything that I'm doing in my house or, you know, have to replace my refrigerator every couple of years. And, I mean, if you look at the prices for some of these things, I mean,
that's what I was going to say.
For a refrigerator. It's insane. Yeah.
The cool thing, pun intended, is that a refrigerator costs you about $2,500 compared to what it will cost now. Over at the website, we've got an index over there for inflation. You need to understand what's coming. When you talk about all these great new technologies and who's going to pay for them, well, you are. And they're going to be something, and I've been telling you for years about this carbon tax that's coming, this energy tax. And that's what it is. They call it a carbon tax, but it's really an energy tax. When you hear, and by the way, another posting over there, Massachusetts has just passed or talked about or whatever, it's at the website, you can read it. By 2035, you can't buy a new gasoline-powered car. It's going to have to be electric. Well, back to what we're talking about, Lauren. Where is the electricity going to come from? Oh, well, we're going to create it. From what? Well, we're going to spend, well, is it going to net out at a less expense? No, it's not. The point is, does it pencil out? Does it make sense? What problems are being created? Where the, quote, technology is being applied? And we can simply look at some history. And again, not to bemoan or disparage anything to do with teachers, because teachers do what they can do, I suppose. But here's the thing. Look at the grade scores from 1980 and look at the grade scores now. And all the schools are wired. All of them have computers. All this information is available. But how do you process the information? Because you see, the brain, you still have to process things to solve problems. This artificialness that we're moving into. You see, I had a grandmother that cooked from scratch every meal.
Yeah.
And her food was real food and it tasted different. You go by the same thing, a sandwich, a biscuit, where you can go through the drive-thru and grab a biscuit. But let me tell you, the artificialness of it doesn't taste like grandma's biscuit. And when you look at what's in it, it sure as heck is not got the same content as grandma's biscuit. And are we better off eating grandma's biscuit or the new biscuit, which is, it's tasty, but it's, you know. So with the computer, with technology, and this is where we get into it. When we generate energy from solar and wind and these new, quote, new technologies, are we better off? Again, if you don't address the common sense foundational issue of your demand side, your consumption side, why not?
You know, that's a perfect example. Go ahead. I was going to say that's a perfect example using the schools. I'm thinking about the electric bill. When I was in school, you had a ruler, a math book. You had an English book, spelling cards, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there was no electricity. Look at the electricity these schools are using. All these computers, all this energy.
And
but they're still the same kids that still need to learn the same phonic sounds, you know, the same combination sounds, the same, you know. And so we're pouring in all this extra to get a lesser result. And this is the scary thing. And it's like I was talking about the calculator. It makes you lazy. It makes your mind lazy. And it's the same thing when you spread it out to all the other, classes. So, when I ran for state school board, I'm in Ohio. When I ran for state school board, one of the things that I was talking about was cutting the waste. They were increasing the spending in the schools between 100 and 140% across the largest eight school districts. They dropped the graduation rate by a third.
Hold on. When you say they increased spending, where did they get the money to spend, Lauren?
And that's the state. And it's really funny because the Mike Fox report.
Where did the state get the money to spend? Where did the money come from?
Oh,
from the people. Oh, power from the people. Oh, okay. The people.
Which is why it behooves the people to be involved in their lives. This is your life. These are your children in the schools. This is your house. This is your.
So the computer.
These are your.
The computer company. Sold a lot of computers, millions and millions and probably billions by now, right, of computers. They've sold a lot of computers. They've done a great job marketing and selling computers. Okay, I've got a computer. You got a computer. We got computers. I get it. Okay. Now, what problems have they solved? What problems have they created? They all use energy. They all have information in them. What do you do with them? I mean, they tell you, oh, dispose your battery properly. Well, what does that mean? Where does it go? How does it, what energy does it take to dispose of a battery properly? Okay. Really? I mean, really? Think about, people do not realize what really goes in, like the solar panel. How much energy is generated as a result? You have to have diesel trucks. Diesel has to be refined from crude oil. Crude oil has to be brought out of the ground, pumped up, transported. You've got to now dig the earth. You have to dig copper. You have to dig silver. This stuff just doesn't show up on the shelf, folks. I mean, hello.
There you go. And now if you did multiplication my way, it's a piece of paper and a cross times table. You know, the 1, 2, 3 across the top and down the side. And you fill it in. There's no machine. There's no energy except your brain storing and organizing information in your head. And this matters. You know, even if people aren't, you know, just for people who do have children, it's a big deal what's going on with these schools. They're spending more money. You're getting less results. Where, you know, the International Math and Science Test, William Schmidt, the head educator for that, he said the problem with American education is lack of curriculum and lack of focus. And I would venture to say it's the same thing with energy, especially when you're talking about, you know, this new green and astronomical cost. Mm-hmm. They're not on focus. They're not on the program. Lack of focus, lack of curriculum. They have to talk about the things that really work. How is it the Romans could make all this work and we can't make it work, really? I mean, without spending more and more money and more computers. And then they've got the computer viruses and the hack attacks from foreign countries. You just open yourself up in all kind of ways to things that just aren't necessary. But again, we've kind of over-educated the population. We've kind of educated ourselves past constructiveness, you know, food, clothing, shelter, fuel. These are the things you do with your time. And we've
here's the thing. When you identify the problem and then you say, okay, now who benefits from solving the problem? Let's get back to the crux of it. Who benefits from solving the problem? Is it real, the problem, or is it perceived, the problem? Who benefits from solving the problem? Well, if you're a homeowner and you have a $500 a month electric gas, whatever you have, energy bill, then who benefits from solving your problem? If you spend $30,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 to solve that problem, you benefit. You might not have to spend that much. You can bootstrap it up like you're doing. You can take the outlet switch gasket, put it behind that, take that cover off, put it on. It takes, literally, you can do one in 20 or 30 seconds yourself. And put it on there. It stops the air infiltration. This is a step. This is a look. This is a marathon. This is not a sprint. When you talk about energy, you're using it 24/7, 365, and you're never going to stop using it. Like I've told the listeners for years, Lauren, when you go back in history to 1850, the entire country, most of the planet, in fact, was net zero. It was a net zero planet. Well, Let's look at the climate then, and let's get into all that stuff. Well, you can research that. You can get us up at info@dropyourenergybill. Give us your thoughts. Give us your input. Give us your feedback. We want to hear from you. The thing is, in 1850, if everything was net zero, and now we want to go to net zero, but we want to have all the conveniences, can we do it? Yeah, we can. But we can't do it if we spend more than we would if we did nothing by creating new problems that don't exist, but a few people make a lot of money from it. Well, who benefits from solving the problem? Our listeners, you need to make sure that you're the beneficiary of solving the problems in your life related to what your expenses are. Wouldn't you agree, Lauren?
I would. I tell you what, spend less money, get more comfort. It's a little bit of time. Sweat equity. Remember, what is money? Money is the stored fruit of a man's labor. Put a little of that labor forward and make things happen in your life.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. After these important messages, Lauren and I will be back. Stick around and share us, love us, like us, and all that stuff.
Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Energy Source Windows and Doors makes getting the best windows and doors easy and pain-free. Custom-made to match any pre-existing home and new construction. Call 877-224-1447 or visit energysourcehome.com.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if that dream home was so green, some months it didn't even have an electric bill? Have it built on-site anywhere in America. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Energy Source Windows and Doors makes getting the best windows and doors easy and pain-free. Custom-made to match any pre-existing home and new construction. Call 877-224-1447 or visit energysourcehome.com.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if you could get a lower rate on your mortgage? What if all this costs no more than a normal house? For more information, call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Remember walking down the beach? That fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Click frescohealth.com. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all, guaranteed. Check it out, frescohealth.com.
A window isn't just a window. It's the way you see the outside world from the comfort of your home without letting the outside in. EnergySourceHome.com. Or 877-224-1447.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit energysourcehome.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco air cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco air cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
And south, they're both the best, but I only love to go there as it gets, cause I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore, love the rocks, and what is more with you, they would never be a bore, cause I love being here with you. Singing in the shower, laughing by the hour, life is such a breezy game, any kind of weather, as long as we're together. I love to hear you say my name, I love good wine and fine cream, candlelight, I love the sea, but baby, if you know just what I mean, I love being here with you.
Hello?
Yes. I don't know what happened.
Oh, okay.
Go.
Steve-O. Steve-O.
Go.
Alrighty. Welcome back, everybody. Lauren, go ahead.
Hey, so where can you spend $10,000 and save money for the rest of your life? That's the kind of thing you're trying to do here. Sign up at this 0.70 club at dropyourenergybill.com. And if you want to contact us, information, tips, what you're doing, give a call and tell us, you know, do some things, improve it, and call and put some feedback. You know, we need to start talking to each other, encouraging each other. That's info at dropyourenergybill.com. And go ahead, Rennie.
Yeah, tomorrow is the most important thing in life. Comes to us at midnight, very clean, very calm. It's perfect when it arrives, and it puts itself in our hands. It hopes we've learned something from yesterday. Have we learned anything from yesterday? I mean, really? When we continue to make the same mistakes repeatedly, thinking that we're solving a new problem, not even addressing the old problem first, what are we really doing? I mean, is this not the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting a different result. You're not going to change a basic thing. If you look at your energy consumption and think, well, I'll just produce more energy to take care of that, instead of saying, well, why am I using so much energy? How many people ask the question?
And the good thing about it is once you make the improvements, they continue to pay you for the rest of your living in that home.
Yeah.
Once the money's spent, the benefit keeps coming. That's how Paraguay was it Paraguay you were talking about with the power supply?
Yeah.
That's how you do that. There's no cost. Once the dams are installed, there's no cost. It's just the water runs. The energy's created. If you don't use it, you can throw it away. But the whole point is that once you make these improvements, once you start doing these things, get in the habit of saving money, saving energy, using, still having your comfort, spend less money and get more comfort. We've got to get in that mindset here in America.
Well, there are some hydro costs. I mean, a little maintenance necessary. The thing that people don't realize about green energy, as it's referred to, there's a cost to maintain it, too. Lauren, thank you very much for being with us. I look forward to you and all of America and around the world being back next week right here at Drop Your Energy Bill.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit energysourcehome.com.
The famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today. Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com, that's ResortsLeConte.com.